Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Amar lo neman alai abba. Two balidinim are having a dispute, and they want to bring the dispute in front of the Beis Din. And one of the balidinim tells the other that I trust my father to be a dayan or an aid, even though a karov is possible to be an aid or a dayan. He says that he trusts that his father will judge fairly or will testify fairly, and the other balidin agrees. Or neman alai abicha. One balidin tells the other balidin that he trusts the other Baldin's father to be a dayan or an aid, even though he's a karov, and possible to be an aid or a dayan, and they both agree. Naman and Alai, Shlosha Roe Bakr, where they both say that they trust three shepherds to be the dayanim to settle their dispute, even though shepherds are not well versed in dinim, as they are pretty isolated, and they're not around people, and the Rabbanim counsel them even to be aidim, but they say they trust the three shepherds to be the dayanim. Rabbi Meir Aimer Yachol Lachzerbo. Rabbi Meir said, if either one of the Balidinim want to back out, and one of them says that he no longer trusts this Karov or Puzzle to be an aid or a dying, he could back out even after the dying has already said his verdict. And in the case where they are trusting a Karov to be an aid, even after he has said his testimony, one of the Balidinim could back out. The Chachamim Aimerim Eino Yachol Lachzerbo. The Chachamim say that once a dayan has made his psak, or in the case where a karov or a puzzle is an aid, once he has said his testimony, neither one of them could back out. But before the aid has said his testimony, or before the dayan has said his verdict, then either one of them could back out, unless they made a kinyan to seal the decision that they made to have a karov be an aid or a dayan. In such a case where they made a kinyan, neither one of them could back out any longer. Somebody made a claim against somebody else, claiming the other person owed him money. And the din is that if the other person denies it, he would be the one to take the shvua, to deny the claim, and he would be patur from paying. And the person who is having the claim against him is the one that would take the shvua and bet him. But that person doesn't want to take a shvua, so he tells the person who is making the claim, I want you to make the shvua b'chaye roshecha. You could take the shvua instead of me. I trust you to take the shvua. Rabbi Meir Aimer Yachol Lachzerbo. Rabbi Meir says he could back out even after the shvua was made, and he can say, I no longer trust your shvua. I want to take the shvua instead. V'chachamim Aimerim Eino Yachol Lachzerbo. The Chachamim say once the shvua has already been made, he cannot back out. It's too late, and he would have to pay the money. But before the shvua has been made, he could back out unless a kinyan was made to seal the decision that the other person would take the shvua. In such a case, he would no longer be able to back out. Masechet Sanhedrin Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel Ve'elu Hein Hapsulim. The following people are possible with Rabbanan to be an aid or a dayan. As Minat Torah, anybody who is over an aver that there is a chiyav malchus for, or a chiyav mitzvas Beis Din, or a chiyav karos, and the ganav and the goslin are puzzle min haTorah to be an aid or a dayan, unless they do tshuva. Midrabanan though, other people are also puzzle to be an aid or a dayan, and the Mishnah goes on to list these people: hamesachik bakuvyu, somebody who makes a living by gambling with dice. This is usher, and he is puzzle to be an aid or a dayan. The reason why it is usher is that a person is not allowed to involve himself in this world with anything besides Torah, or gemilas chasadim, or a constructive way of making a living. Gambling is not a constructive way to make a living, and is usur. V'hamalve beribis, somebody who makes a living by lending with interest to other Jews, or somebody who makes a living by borrowing with interest from other Jews. This is usur, and therefore they are puzzled to be an aid or a dayan. U'mafriche yomim, somebody who makes a living by betting on bird racing. This is usur. Another pshat in mafricha yonim is somebody who has trained birds to bring him birds from other places. This is usur, and maybe they will bring him birds that belong to other people, and therefore they are puzzled to be an aid or a dayan. The sochare shvius, somebody who makes a living by profiting from dealing with peros shvius. This is usur, as the Torah only allows you to eat peros that grow on shvius, not to deal with them. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Batchila Hayukarin Oison, Oisvei Shvius. Rabbi Shimon said that first, Rabbanan called anybody who gathered up Paraspias, even for himself, possible to be an aide who are dying. As it is usher to hire other people to gather up for you Paraspias, even if you don't plan on selling them, and therefore they are possible to be an aide or a dying. Misha Rabu Ha'anasa. When it became very frequent that the Malchus was forcing anybody who owned the field to bring some of their crops to the king to pay as a tax, and therefore people were forced, even on Shvias, to gather up the Paraspias to pay the tax, Chazru L'Kroisam Sofarei Shvias. The Rabbanan went back to calling only people that actually dealt with Paraspias puzzle to be an aide or a dayan, but people that gathered up Paraspias to pay the tax, they were no longer puzzled to be an aide or a dayan. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Emasai Bizman She'en Lahem Umnis Elohi. Rabbi Yehuda said, when did the Chachamim say that the above-mentioned people are puzzled to be an aide or a dayan? That's only if they were involved in the above-mentioned things as a sole source of parnasa, that their only source of parnasa was from gambling or from dealing with Paraspias or from lending with interest. But if they had another source of parnasa, that they dealt with Paraspias or lent with interest or gambled as a side source of parnasa, they would be kosher to be an aide or a dayan.